Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wipe your toast on me.
When this virus is over, Craig.
We will.
All over you.
All
over. Every inch.
So,
of your supple calves.
I took your advice, Craig, since there are so many hours of the day now. And I found the homework that my therapist gave me. And I went through and did a little homework. I was going to bring it here today.
Why didn't you?
I forgot.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we got tomorrow.
So many hours in the day. You could
we've got plenty of time.
We do.
Yeah, and I actually sat in the pile of stuff I'm going to take to work. I just didn't grab it this morning. But, yeah, it's mostly a moderation discussion. There's a couple of quizzes on there that might work on the air and a couple of points to think about.
Now I'm curious right now.
Yeah. You're going to make people think about things they don't want to think about.
No.
Todd's the one with the problem. The rest of us are fine. None of us see a therapist. We're all completely fine.
Right.
I'm just straightforward, fine everywhere in my brain.
Yeah.
This is stuff that people who don't go to a therapist probably should think about.
I know, but then they're going to take your quiz and they're going to go, I might be a psycho too.
I didn't bring up because I didn't want to talk about it at the time, but she brought it up. You know, we were hunkering down. And she said,
therapist.
You probably have a better handle on this because people...
You sit at home all the time?
Well, that's one thing, but people who have gone through a prolonged illness, who went through a traumatic injury...
What happened?
Who were housebound...
No,
it's not just the staying inside. It's the, when is this going to be over? Because Craig will tell you, when he was going through his crap, it takes a lot longer than you think.
It really does.
Well, I'm not discounting that. I think she's probably right about that. But you knew that would be over, though, eventually.
No, but...
Because it wasn't life or death. It was your leg.
Yeah, but it didn't go as quickly as I would have thought.
Yeah.
It was a long,
we heard you bitching,
slow, painful process.
Yeah, for us,
well,
too.
Well, we are optimists.
For us, too, and the listeners.
Which is similar to what people are going through. You want this to be
over. All our listeners should be used to it now, too.
Right.
The long, slow,
you
painful process.
You want this to be over, but no, it's not going to be over for a while. It's still going to take some work. It's still going to take some time.
Yeah,
you're still going to be in that hospital bed 9 months later.
Every time I do a glimmer.
No, this is nothing to do with the injury now.
I know.
It's the situation we're in now.
Every time there's a glimmer, that's at least some positive. You know, the flattening of maybe a curve someday where down the road in New York always sounds good. But the fact is, I think people say, cool, I'm going to go hang out. And I'm thinking, no, because that's because we're not getting that lead from our governor.
But the difference, in my situation, I had a little more control because I could work hard at physical therapy. Craig probably didn't have as much control, but, you know, he could go to the doctor. He could do what the doctor says.
We stretched his neck out a lot, though.
Right, but in the COVID situation here, we are kind of relying on the kindness of dumbasses. We're not totally in control. So that's the scary part.
Yeah. I'm relying on doctors and scientists.
Yeah, but you have to rely on people to behave the right way.
And they're not.
And they're not doing that.
Nope. I walked through my neighborhood yesterday. I saw four guys in four golf carts, which I thought, okay, at least you're doing that right. But I saw a bunch of people in two golf carts. And I thought, still, man, we all want to do that, but you know, most of us are not.
But yesterday was the first time I've gone to the park where there weren't a couple of families at the playground. There weren't a bunch of kids gathered in the parking lot. There was nobody there.
There are people calling and narking, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I'm not a busybody. I'm not narking myself, but except for a Trump flag that hung next to my house. I did nark on that bozo because we weren't allowed to have that. But you're right. People I've seen on the social media, if there's 15, 20 kids hanging out all together playing basketball, somebody's narking on them, you know.
Now, see, that's why I tend to believe that most, by and large, people are doing what they should.
I think so, too.
I do, too.
I think you're seeing and hearing the minority.
Except, oh, yeah, but we I got...
But that's all it takes to screw it
all up. I know,
up.
I know.
We get a lot of people send us photos when they're out and about of packed parking lots, and not your grocery stores, other places. I'm thinking, yeah, this is a... Yeah, not necessary.
Yeah, I haven't hung at the big box stores. I haven't hung at the Walmart. Yeah. Like I said, I don't hang at all. Christy just goes to the grocery store.
I just don't understand why.
And the fabric store.
If you want to be able to do anything in July, I'm not talking about big concerts because they're already be canceled anyway. Just anything, any kind of thing. Just sit at home.
The sooner
nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to give up even a day. I'm bored.
Yeah, the sooner we all do the right thing,
Jesus.
The sooner we'll get back to normal.
Yeah, that's I guess.
Although I think we'll have a new definition of normal.
Oh, that's scary too. Lewis Black, a little later on this morning, phoned the program.
So, at YouGov, they asked people. If you saw someone violating social distancing rules, what would you do?
I've seen it, but I just kind of walk. I just stay away from them, basically. But
bitch under my breath.
I saw a car sitting. I saw one of my neighbor houses somewhere, not near my house, but further way out in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of the neighborhood there. I saw a couple, more than one car in the driveway. There was like four cars in the driveway. So, they ain't living there.
Sunday night, right down the street from my house, there was like eight cars.
Backyard, there's like four women laying out in their bikinis. So that's why I caught my eye
right
away. But they're all like right beside each other. I'm thinking, well, that's, you know, that's, you're not, you don't want to live there. It's pretty obvious. I can tell. Yeah. But it's sunny out. Let's get a tan, which is fine. Go get a tan. But don't invite all the ladies over to lay right next to you.
Just lay where I can see you from my deck.
No, anywhere near my house, but I'll walk past there today to see if they're there. Might not be as warm today, though.
All right.
So 30% of us, if we saw someone violating social distancing rules, 30% of us say that we would say something directly to those people.
That sounds about right. I think I know 30% of people that would do that.
11% say they would report their neighbor, if they were not doing the social
would
distancing.
Would you see, Bush, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You see a bunch of neighborhood cars
right,
partying?
Right down the street from my house.
Yeah.
Three, four houses down. There was
a little gathering.
Four cars in the parking lot, three or four more on the street.
Jesus.
Sunday night.
11% of us say we would report our neighbor to law enforcement. And 38% of us, nothing.
But I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if I could make that call because it was at somebody's house, and we're not under any sort of stay-at-home order. I didn't know that there was anything that I could do in that situation.
The governor says everybody's doing the right thing.
They might not be doing anything illegal.
No,
if it's more than 10 people, they are apparently. Even in your house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that applies to residences.
I don't know. Who knows?
It's public places. You're not allowed to do that. But I don't know that's enforceable at the residence
or strip clubs. Because semen does fly 6 feet. I finally got that answer.
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah. We were there.
When I was 17, I think I saw it.
Yeah.
You getting dirty while we're sitting here?
Yeah.
I'm touching my jeans, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know where my jeans have been.
Yes, you do.
On your legs. Wherever you're
going. You know exactly where they've
been. Here and at your house.
No.
It's a bad time. Pick the wrong time to have OCD.
Yeah. I don't even have it.
You do.
Yeah, you
No, I have checking syndrome, not OCD. I'm not Mr.
I think
not
you
Mr.
might
Wash.
Be progressing.
I'm not Mr. Wash My Hands.
You may be moving on.
Yeah, well.
You're leveling up.
Safe than sorry.
What's the difference between OCD and checking syndrome? They sound kind of similar.
Well, it is. It's a form of OCD, but it's not washing your hands and, you know.
Howie Mandel called. He said, calm down.
Yeah. Like if you were a grizzly bear walking along a road and you saw I knocked over a traffic cone.
No, I wouldn't pick
You'd
that
probably
up.
Pick it up.
No, I don't do that.
No.
That's grizzly OCD.
It really is.
That really is.
That's a great video. Still is.
You're just trying to be helpful, man. I appreciate that.
So in Los Angeles, they're going to require people to wear masks.
Yeah, their governor did the right thing. He shut that place down. I saw the curve there is a lot better than other places.
If you don't have a mask on in Los Angeles, grocery stores and pharmacies can refuse service.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw everybody. Sean Gannett put a photo out of him and his wife walking around with the mask on.
Now, I'm curious outside. The difference between the masks. Because the one that my wife is making, they're just cloth masks.
Yeah, they're not. You can't wear those for medical purposes.
No.
You know.
They're not hospital grade.
No, they basically just are the lowest level protection, but if it makes you feel better, wear those.
And then there's the surgical masks.
Oh, well, those ones that go right over your face, that number.
The N95.
Yeah, they're just for professionals.
The N95.
And they say they hurt. They say they hurt your face.
It's almost like a respirator,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's right over your face. It covers just the whole thing right there. Right. Yeah.
But there's a filter
on
it,
I touched my face, Craig. I got to wash my hands. Yeah.
Why?
I think there's a filter down there, right?
Yeah. I think the N95 is the most extreme one, and then the surgical stuff, obviously, you can wear in the operating room. I don't know if they would wear those around corona people. That sounds like more regular surgery. And then the cloth mask is just so you don't cough in people's faces.
Right.
Those are for civilians.
Yeah, those are so you don't transmit your corona that you don't know you have.
And Christy's cranking out about 30, 40 of those a day.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. She's bored. She's used to doing stuff.
Yeah.
What's that like?
She's not used to laying around like her, like her husband.
Out of Newton, Kansas. That's about a half hour north of Wichita, by the way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought maybe we'd stopped at a truck stop there at some point.
We do.
Oh,
we stop there and we shower at the Casey's.
Yeah. It'll be a while until we do that.
I don't know if it's Newton or a nearby community.
I thought it was Heston. Yeah.
You're right.
We brought our shower shoes, though. It was safer that way.
That's true.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a limit to how many men you can have in a shower.
Well,
we found out.
There's actually not. There's a law. There's not a limit.
Well, I mean, it's a house rule.
We had people there. We had room for more. But apparently, it's a law, not a limit.
Yeah, usually I wouldn't wear the flip-flops.
Remember that dude met us there, too.
Right, early days, I would just bareback it, but probably not anymore.
No.
Nah.
Right. When we shower, and you're right, it is the...
well, I still want you to bareback
it. It's the Casey's in Heston, Kansas,
feel anything.
Where we shower. And from here on in, I'll be wearing the flip-flops.
Well, we used to. We're not welcome back anymore after that.
No, after the shower incident.
I don't recall being banned, though.
Well, they were unhappy with the amount of people we had in the shower. I mean, that's...
Right.
You know...
We just got a scolding. They didn't take our picture and say, never come back.
They chased us out.
Well, it really wasn't social distancing, that's for sure.
That wasn't an issue then.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It's back when you could take a shower with a...
We never even heard
with a
social distancing man.
Not think anything of it.
That's right. We met a guy there.
Yeah, he met us there.
Not weird at all.
No.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Police in Newton, Kansas announced that 29-year-old Hazel Hamrick and 47-year-old Ernest Williams were arrested for felony criminal threat and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Police say they confessed to walking around the Walmart, coughing on shoppers, while Hamrick told them that Williams had been diagnosed with the COVID.
Oh, Jesus.
Who thinks this is funny?
People that go to Walmart.
Hazel and Ernie.
They need punch.
Hazel and Ernie in the morning. That must have been a bit they did. Todd, they don't believe it exists.
Probably.
That's that group of people. You know? I know somebody personally that thinks it's the flu. It's just the flu.
So you get it and say that it's just a flu.
Well, believe me, I'm not really talking to that person.
I know.
We don't really need to talk about this a whole lot. However, just for your own edification, A new report says U.S. intelligence officials were warning that a contagion was sweeping through China's Wuhan region in November.
Yeah, nothing to see.
Good thing Trump
here.
Wasn't president then.
November.
My favorite story.
The report was briefed multiple times to the Pentagon and the White House, according to ABC News.
My favorite story that came out yesterday, sad-wise, was, what's that dude's name?
Fauci.
Oh, him.
No, not Fauci, the other guy.
Doc Ed.
No. Another dumbass in the, he said there was a memo, he wrote a memo in January.
Oh, and yeah, that guy.
Yeah. And my favorite part,
oh, that guy, yeah.
My favorite part of the story was he was in the administration, was mm-hmm. it? Is our dear leader, and that's what he wants to be called, apparently. He, at the best, he was negligent in not doing his job because his excuse was, I didn't read it. That's his excuse. So that's not an answer, by the way.
Navarro.
I don't care what side of aisle you're on. That's not it. An answer. It's your job to read memos.
You should remember Navarro because he's also the head of the drug cartel.
That's right.
Yeah. In Ozark.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Different dude. But at least that's negligent. You're not doing your job, which we know that happens every day.
He said that.
But he just said, I didn't read it.
He was thinking about the same thing about the same
time. Yeah, well, that's a lie, too, because there's an audio. It's just lies every day. Just lies. And if you buy lies, you wouldn't buy lies from your friend. Or your parents, or your brother, your wife, you wouldn't buy lies.
He obviously doesn't care.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the people that believe straight out lies. You don't buy them from your friends or family. So why do you do this? My life will be just one of those.
He has a power over those people, and they will believe any. And he's not talking to anybody else. He doesn't care if anyone else thinks he's lying. He's playing to his audience.
I know, but that's the people I'm asking. How do you buy a lie? Documented lies. How do you buy documented lies? You don't do that from your family or
liars
friends.
Are documenting that.
Yeah.
No, they have audio.
They're not going to answer you.
I know they're not. I know they're. I'm just leaving it out there.
That's fake.
I'm anxious to ask what other people are doing because obviously people. That listen to us and are pretty cool, but they have friends that think this way too, and they might actually talk to them. I try to avoid people that think that way.
How about Hulk Hogan?
What about Hulk?
Yeah, what you got
you
to say?
The Hulk Hogan, you know, you always listen to Hulk.
Yeah.
The Hulkster.
Yeah. Well, you eat your Wheaties and work out.
Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease, and the cure is Jesus. No, stop it. I see you reaching for the button right now.
Suck it,
no,
Jesus.
No, stop it.
Don't do the story if you don't want him to hit the button.
Suck it, Jesus.
I mean, really.
Jesus is the cure.
What about Muhammad
Hogan.
Or Buddha? Yeah. Or other ones,
he went, no, Jesus is the way, the one way. He went on Instagram and said
Jesus
that God will end the coronavirus if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry.
When did Hulk find Jesus?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
After he banged his radio buddy's wife? Sometime after that?
Comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt, the Hulkster said that God has taken away everything we worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy. Instead of looking for a vaccine, don't look for a vaccine.
What?
Look,
suck it, Jesus.
To Jesus.
That didn't make me happy, but it's also come from a guy that I wouldn't listen to anyway. But
oh, come on. Who doesn't listen to the Hulkster?
I didn't know he found Jesus. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was looking for him.
You know what, though? That's pretty much the last rung for a lot of people. You go through bankruptcy and fights and divorce and all this stuff. And finally, let's go to Jesus.
Yeah. You find Jesus in jail.
In prison, right.
Jesus and Muhammad hang out in all the prisons.
Yeah. How about the other religions? Because
they are not good.
Well,
they're not as good.
COVID is attacking the whole world, and there's a bunch of religions.
But there's only one good one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Whichever one you are involved with.
Well,
that's the only good one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
And the only one, really.
Yeah, whichever one you're involved in is the only right one.
Correct.
That Jew Lewis Black later on this morning.
And for the first time in over 30 years... Reuben and Ahe
in the morning
will not be crucified.
Who are they?
Ruben Anahe.
Oh, that's a guy that gets crucified every year?
Yeah.
In the Philippines.
It's Easter.
I was going to say, he's from the Philippines.
Does the hole in his hands ever even heal by a year later?
I don't know.
Because he gets it really put in through his hands, right?
He's been nailed to a cross for 33 consecutive years.
Holy crap.
Now, yeah, the Catholic Church says, don't do that.
Well, everybody should say, don't do that.
Well, even the Catholic Church says, don't do that. But he does it anyway.
They don't just tie him up. They actually put nail spikes through his hand.
Does he walk normal in the off season?
I don't know.
Yeah, did they put the nail spikes through his feet?
Yeah, because...
I don't know.
It was one spike through both feet, from what I can tell by the visuals, right? By the actual photos.
The annual crucifixions of Anahe and about a dozen others were going to be going on Friday, but they canceled it thanks to Corona.
Does he ever, in real life, act out the old joke and slam the spikes on the table and say, can you put me up for the night? I love that joke.
Suck it, Jesus.
No! How can you play that? I'm over here.
That's what
he's laughing.
That's what he says every time he gets that first nail. He says that. Why did this happen to you, dude?
No,
this hurts.
No.
This hurts every year.
No, don't do it. Don't say it.
Lewis Black later on. Thank you for listening, no matter what religion you are, and more importantly, thanks for getting it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.